Capitol Hill. Ice skating at the mall is such a thrill. You buy gifts at the Mars Art Gallery as children laugh so happily. Students on a snowy path down streets and bars everywhere. The sunshine sing along with kiss and wish them all a Merry Christmas. Christmas in Washington. Oh, it's such merry fun.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
Lucky one to share Christmas.
We all got wet. Anybody can blow anybody away.
Such marathon.
It's so much fun.
In the National Gallery, you buy an old-fashioned card of glee. And Kennedy's sons are a choir sing so elegantly of merry things. You see the president's melody, and they do each other like the green. And in Washington, the field, you share the Christmas miracle.
The murder toll has reached 400 as drug killings continue unabated in Washington, D.C. Through the holiday season, John Hinckley has asked for release. John Hinckley, a resident of Washington, D.C., approached the parole board and said,
Habadoo-gaga, 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 habadoo-gaga.
Request for Christmas furlough has been denied. In other Washington news, Representative Barney Frank admitted to having a male prostitute by the name of Hot Bottom, not only living in his home, but conducting a prostitution business he said he knew nothing about. Same Hot Bottom conducted also business in an elementary school. Controversial morning disc jockey, the Grease Man, who works in Washington, has reportedly discovered a new kind of Ingus,
Washington,
which he pursues with verve. In other Washington news, Ted Kennedy was seen making a waitress sandwich in a Capitol Hill restaurant, supposedly bottom knocking underneath a table.
Seeing the national Christmas tree, you thank God you're so free. Christmas in Washington.
Mr. Mayor, do you have any comment about the latest revelations?
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Oh, it's such merry fun. If you're there, you're the lucky one.
The ranks of the homeless have swelled.
Washington,
as thousands of people are now living underneath the Whitehurst Freeway.
You thank God you're so free. Christmas in Washington.
Crack cocaine is now the nation's second largest industry.
Christmas in.
The father of reported drug dealer Rayfield Edmund was seen in Atlantic City spending $230,000 on chips, reporting no income. And when asked how he got the money, he said, big Latin lesson.
The wackiness never ends. It's the...